Hey guys, it's Jenny and Bella here. Today is March 10th, 2021, and we're in the studio.
So here's a little recap of last week. Jeffrey was glorified for his murders and made it seem like a cool serial killer and how it was quote-unquote easy.
But we go into more detail about that in last week's episode, which you can go listen to. But this week, we're going to talk about how they began a trend of recognizing the victim.
But Jeffrey's case, they would just name off who they killed in the newspaper, and that was it. But after the case, they began to tell their stories.
Jeffrey killed a total of 17 people between 1978 and 1991.
He carefully selected them and made sure that no one would notice or care that they are missing.
That's what made it new to the public. They were nobodies, and yet the media still told their stories.
They went into detail about their family / girlfriend and what they had going for them and made it a whole big deal that he took these people's lives.
And how he dismembered the victims. He was also known to be a racist. 14 of his victims were colored people and 11 of them were African Americans.
There was a whole news report on Tracy Edwards, who experienced what Jeffrey did to him and how he got away with it. He later told the police about Dahmer's doings. During Edwards' experience, Edward talks about how Jeffrey met him at a bar with his friends and approached Edwards, and Jeffrey continued to talk about how he was a professional photographer. He later then asked Edwards if he wanted to take a shoot with Jeffrey, and Edwards later then told him that he would try it and met up with Jeffrey at Jeffrey's apartment.
The moment Edward walked into Jeffrey's, he noticed a sort of, nasty smell, but Jeffrey just said it was a busted pipe and immediately offered him rum and coke.
After Jeffrey greeted Edward, he proceeded to talk about his fish tank and allowed Edwards to look in the fish tank. While Edwards was turned around, Jeffrey grabbed him and put handcuffs on him and had him by knife point. Edwards proceeded to try and convince Jeffrey to stop, but Jeffrey wouldn't let go.
If you want to hear the rest of Edward's story, it's on a news interview on YouTube. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we will talk about Dahmer's life in prison.